Om Shanti. Today, all of you have enjoyed very much. All of you went to see Dadi in Shantivan. And I know that you all came very late, by 4 o'clock, even after that. I think you all are fresh. No one is tired. You want to have a class or you want to have a meditation? Class. Okay. So today's topic is also very interesting, as well as it is connected to our practical efforts. As we have, you heard the topic, how to achieve the stage of angelic form like Baba. And as Baba mentions always in the Murli, and he always reminds us that we have to achieve the stage of perfection. Time is very short, and according to the time, we have to make efforts to achieve that stage. Sometime Brahma Baba always talks with Shiva Baba, and Shiva Baba also asks questions from Brahma Baba, what happened to your children? They are still in this world, and how long you have to wait? But Brahma Baba is so merciful. He always takes favor for the children. He says to Shiva Baba, they will become perfect. They are making efforts. They are very sweet children. So Brahma Baba is always taking favor of us. But as soon as well as he also reminds us that how long we have to wait in this iron-aged world, and how long we have to take time to make our efforts. So whenever we talk about the angelic stage, first of all we should know what are the specialities of the angelic stage, what are the qualities. First when we come to know, then accordingly we can make efforts. So first of all, when we see angel, angels, they never had bondages. They never have boundaries in their life. Angels are very light. They can go anywhere in the world. They can cross all kinds of the boundaries of the world. They have not to wait for any country or branches or any kind of weather. Today is very hot, today is very sunny, today is very cold, and so much flood is coming. So many natural calamities are there. But they are above from all these natural calamities. And then angels are merciful towards each and every without any distinction of color, caste, religion, rich, poor, are a small person, big person, there is no differences for them. Everyone is equal to them. And they always have the wings of courage and enthusiasm. They have light in themselves. They show the light to others. They are completely pure inside. And wherever they reach, wherever they cross, wherever they fly, the vibration of purity automatically emerges or spreads in that area. Not only this, but they have so many other qualities. So now we have to see, how can we achieve that angelic stage which Brahma Bhava achieved in his life? The first step which Brahma Bhava took in his life, that was full faith in Shiv Baba, full faith in self, full faith in drama, and full faith in the task which Shiv Baba got done to him. He never asked questions. He never criticized. He knew. He didn't know what is going to happen in next second. But he had full faith. And because of that full faith, he was very light in his practical life. As our dadis and seniors, they always mention so many stories and example, that is practical example, what happened in the beginning of the yajna. But Baba never asked question, what will happen, who will look after these children, why should I look after so many 400 sisters and brothers, no, nothing is to eat, and how can I feed the children? You know this story? One day what happened? In the morning, there was no food in the yajna. And there were 400 sisters and brothers, which Baba has to feed them. You know this story? Those who don't know the story, please raise your hand. Very few. Okay, so some sisters and brothers, they know the story and some don't know. So that is why I'm mentioning you this story. So Baba was so light in his life. Baba never showed to the children that we don't have anything in our stock, even for breakfast, even for lunch. So in the morning, Baba took all the children to the forest where in the morning they used to get different kinds of fruit. And Baba said, you are the kings and queen. Take crown in your whole kingdom. Go and take crown. This is your palace. You take whatever you want to eat. Eat it. So in the morning they had so many plums and little mangoes. They had such kind of breakfast and they forgot that they have to take breakfast. A little bit but what was there, so that was given to them. Till 12 o'clock, nothing was there to cook. And no one knew that they don't have the things to eat. But Baba kept them so busy and no one had time to think about that. Baba said, this is task of Shiv Baba. They are the children of Shiv Baba. He has to look after them. Not me. And he didn't ask question. He was not confused. He was not worried. And what happened? Exactly 12 o'clock, From somewhere the draft came, and one brother was sent to the bank to get money, and the things were brought, and the children were given food, but the children did not know the story. Later they came to know. Why I give this example? This is the practical example. Baba was strong in his faith. Baba's stage was unshakable. And because of that unshakable stage, our whole yajna, our whole Brahmin life is like a strong pillar. If Baba didn't have that strong faith, whole yajna must be shaking all the time. And that is why Baba says, those children who have strong faith in self, in Baba, their stage is unshakable, and that unshakable stage helps them to achieve the stage of angel. And secondly, as the angels don't have any boundaries, they never had boundaries for them and for others. So Baba also mentions us, we should not create the boundaries by thought in our mind. You know what kind of boundaries we create? We are stick to some particular things. For example, Baba has given us this duty or some service. So we are stick to that. We create the boundaries. We put the circle in that. And in that circle we are taking round and round. We don't make our mind big, broad. Baba says you become a foresighted. As Brahma Baba had his insight was very broad. He used to think of the future of the children. We know sometimes some sisters and brothers, they were in front of Baba. They did not have any qualities. But still Baba was making a lot of efforts on those children, giving them so much sustenance, giving them so much love. And sometimes some sisters and brothers were asking, these sisters and brothers, they are not no use of the yajna. Baba is giving them so much. But later we came to know why Baba was giving so much sustenance, why Baba was paying lot of attention on those children, because they were the one who were going to become an instrument to spread Baba's message here and there, even in abroad. We have limited intellect. We see that limited form, but Baba used to see their future. Baba used to make their future, and Baba used to give them such an sustenance so that in future, if anything happens in their life, they should escape themselves from different kinds of the situation and environment. What we think that this person is does not listen always. He is stone intellect. He is like that. He does not listen in this knowledge. Baba says, if that person is stone intellect, but with the power of love, he used to make them loveful. If he is not listening the knowledge in a proper way, but Baba was giving them knowledge so that the seed should go inside their heart. The time will come, these seeds will glorify. They will be plant, they will be a big tree. So this was Baba's outlook. Baba never created boundaries in himself. Once what happened, in the beginning, you know, in the beginning of the yajna, there was so much to give, to feed. But in between the time came, there was not so much to eat, not so many facilities were there. So sisters and brothers, they used to bring things for Baba, like a beautiful, like a warm cloth, this and that, and things they used to bring for Baba. So as soon as they were giving to Baba, so what Baba used to do? He used to take the thing, and the sister who brought that thing with love or with attachment, after few seconds, within few seconds, Baba will call someone, "Oh child, come, take this." And sister was asking, "Baba, I brought this specially for you. It is too cold here." Baba said, "This is for that child. Okay, forget about this." And then sometimes the things they were keeping somewhere, Baba used to go and take and distribute. So this was the Baba's one kind of the act to show, to make your heart big, to cross the boundaries, to have a big outlook. So in that way Baba used to do so many things. And then Baba says, if you are stick to yourself and you are say, "Oh, I have to do this, I have to do this," and then slowly and slowly so many boundaries come in your mind. What kind of the boundaries come? "Oh, I have to make effort in a hard way. Let me do my effort, others whether they are doing it or not." But Baba, what he did, in for himself, he was making incognito effort. For Brahmins, he was helping them. And he was helping them with a very loveful and pure cooperation. And Baba was encouraging each and every child. If someone does not have the encouragement, if someone does not have enthusiasm, if someone is weak in his effort, Baba used to feel the encouragement in that child. Baba used to say, "Oh child, you can do so much. Don't worry." And even to the Brahmins he used to tell, "If you make effort and other Brahmins are behind, and how you will rule in the golden age world? The king needs a subject. If there is no subject, who will call him the king? He cannot become an emperor. He cannot become a king unless he makes a subject." And that was the way Baba taught us to feel the love, give them encouragement, make them enthusiastic about their efforts. And then Baba says, want to achieve the stage of an angel, you have to become very light in self, light in efforts, light in relations, light in environment, and light in the whole world. So now we have to see, how can we become light in self? For becoming light in self, Baba says, never criticize yourself and never criticize others. How we criticize ourselves, that I am too weak in making efforts. I can't make efforts. I'm physically weak. I have so many abilities. I have so many duties. I have to do this and that task. But if we compare ourselves with Brahma Baba, how much task he used to do, and how much time he used to spend for self. He used to spend lot of time for self, for Brahmins, for the yajna, for the services, but still he was light. Like we see Dadi Janki, since morning till night she is busy, but still she is light. Because they never have the critical thoughts in their mind. They never criticize themselves by saying this, I can't do this. Why we came late in this knowledge? Why these Brahmins are getting lot of sustenance, not we? They never have this question, why? Why? They never have the cue of the questions in their mind. If we have the questions in our mind, if we have a big cue of question mark in our mind, so our state becomes very hard, very tight. And then it becomes very difficult to change ourselves. Like in one of the Murli Baba was mentioning, that those who are tight, and it has become so difficult for them to go ahead. But those who are light, they can walk, they can run, those who are relaxed. And then, how we make our mind heavy? Our nature is like that from our previous birth. We keep on looking at others. We keep on thinking of others. So when we look at others, some of their qualities we like, that is all right. But side by side, their negative trend, their negative force, that also affects on us. And that makes us very tight, unhappy, and we feel inside disturbed or tensed. I tell you one of the examples from Baba's Murli. In one of the Murli, Baba mentioned, sometimes some sisters and brothers, they say, I have not done anything wrong in my Brahmin life. And since morning I am making my effort in a proper way, I did yoga, I performed yoga, I attended Murali class, I did everything in a right way. But what is the reason? My mind is not light, it is heavy. For this Baba gave answer in one of the Murali, I don't know whether you remember this or not. Before in one of the class I also mentioned this example. So Baba said, if you look at others, if you look their negativity, so what happened? You are stealing their habits. And that way, you become like a thief. You know what the thief does? He steals the things. What he will do? He will never use those things. After every 1 hour, he will take those things, leave one place, then another place, then another place. He will keep on hiding. Neither he can use those things, nor he can keep those things with himself. He becomes more worried. In one night, in 1 or 2 hours, he keeps on changing the places, one place, another place, two places, three places, and then he run away, and then he will hide himself. So what he does? He gets more tension. In the same way, we steal the bad habits of other persons, and we are not able to adjust with those bad habits inside, because these are not our things. Neither we can use those thoughts, nor we can apply those thoughts in our life, and that becomes indigestion in our stomach of our mind. So we feel inside, tensed, disturbed. And because of tension and disturbance, we spend lot of energy. And our whole energy is being wasted, and we become empty, and we feel alone, we feel sad, we feel... So something is going on like that, we feel. So that is why Baba says, look at Baba. Keep Baba in front of you. Make Baba your companion. And whatever qualities Baba has given to us, you churn on those qualities. You know how Baba speaks to the children. Baba never mentions such and such had this and that shortcoming in himself or herself. He always mentions in the Murali, whether you listen to Avyakta Murali or Sakar Murali, any Murali, or you meet Baba, how Baba talks to the children? Baba says, you are my sweet children. You are the hero actress in this world drama. You are the main ruler. You have this and that qualities. But what you have to do it? Baba tells us in a positive way, fill those qualities. Baba never says that you say, I am such and such person. Baba said, never say, I am slave. If you say, I am das, you will become udas, you will become a sage. The way Baba taught us to make ourselves feel, that is, to always say, wow, my Baba, oh my sweet Baba, I love you. So the way Baba taught us, the way Baba made effort in his life, how Brahma Baba used to do it, he used to go and sit in front of Lakshmi Narayana's picture. I'm going to become like that. Okay, if I'm going to become like that, what I have to do? Once what happened, Baba was doing some work, physical work, and sisters and brothers came and told Baba, "Baba, why you want to do this? Leave this task, we will do it." Baba said, "What you want from me? What you want? You want me not to become a Naren? I have to become a Naren, then I have to dedicate my whole body in the service of Baba's Yajna. That means you want to make my efforts less. I can't do that." So how particular he was towards his efforts. He knew his status is fixed. He is the one who is going to become like that. But Baba said, "No, if I have to become like that, I have to achieve the stage of perfection. Nothing should be missing in my efforts." So this was the way of Baba's to make effort. And our way is that we do little bit and we think we have done a lot. We don't go into the depth. We don't become an embodiment of each and every virtue. So if we want to become light, for becoming a light, we have to make ourselves powerful. We have to make ourselves strong. You know, those who have everything. For example, the person who has a lot of money in this physical world, and he says, "Okay, if any problem comes, if the price is gone high," he says, "Okay, don't worry, we have a lot of money, we can look after." And the one who is a weak person, poor person, when the price is gone high, he has to think to make more efforts to earn more, to sustain himself. In the same way, Baba says, if you want to become light in your life, you need all the powers. You have to inculcate all the powers. You have to inculcate spiritual strength. Otherwise, if you don't have powers in yourself, when little problem will come, you will become more tense. "What should I do? This happened, this happened. I never thought that I will become a Brahman and this kind of the problem will come. What should I do?" Baba never mentioned in the Murli that this will happen in front of you. Baba said, "You have become my children. I will look after you. But now this problem has come. What should I do?" Then we become more tense. Like in one of the Murli Baba was telling, for example, you are gods and goddesses are in front of your devotee. And the devotee wants peace and you are giving them knowledge. What will happen to the devotee? After a few seconds he will run away. He will say, "My God is not pleased with me." And your devotee wants power and you are giving them love. And the person who comes to you, the person wants water, and we are giving very beautiful food and very healthy food, he will say, "Oh, I need water, I don't want this food." And we are giving very delicious food, he won't be satisfied with that food. In the same way, if we see inside, the problem is there, we have to adopt the virtue of tolerance. Instead of virtue of tolerance, we are using another virtue. We will spend more energy, we will spend more time, and we will become tense, and there won't be any result. And then we'll say, "What should I do? Baba is not helping me." Then we cry, Baba come, help us," and then we keep on shouting. And then we say, "Oh, my efforts are not good, what should I do, what is going on?" And Baba says, whatever burden you have in your head, keep aside. Give everything to Baba. I tell you one story to make you laugh. Once, what happened, there was one man, he was carrying a burden, a basket on his head. And one truck driver, he crossed from that, so some of you, they know about this, crossed from that, he felt mercy for that person. He told him, come and sit in the truck. I will drop you where you want to go. So he sat in the truck, but what he did, he was carrying that basket on his head. As the truck was moving, he was shaking like this. And he was holding that basket very hard. And truck driver started to laugh at him. He said, why are you laughing? You see, I'm carrying my basket with great effort because your truck is moving so fast, I'm shaking here and there. He said, that is why I'm laughing. You are sitting in the truck. Why don't you leave that basket in the truck? He said, you did not tell me. You told me to sit in the truck. You did not tell me that leave the basket in the truck. So this is the condition with us. Baba tells us, sit in my heart throne. As soon as we sat in Baba's heart throne, we enjoy, but we carry so many burdens and basket of burdens on our head. And talking to Baba, I'm sitting on your heart throne, but whether I will become like that, whether Baba will love me or not, whether Baba is looking at me or not, you'll go in the lap of Baba. Leave everything in Baba's heart throne. Let Baba look after. Why should we look after that? As Brahma Baba left everything on the heart throne of Sri Baba, he said, you do this. This is your task, not my task. Leave that basket of burden from your head. Otherwise, your head will become too heavy. And that heaviness will become an obstacle in the path of achieving the stage of an angelic. So we have to become light inside. And then light in our efforts. Whenever we make efforts, we make efforts so hard. So we say, I have to achieve that stage, I have to achieve this stage, I have to achieve this stage. For example, you sit in Baba's remembrance. At that time, some sisters and brothers say, today I have to achieve this stage. Instead of getting the experience of that stage, they always keep on chanting the mantra, I have to achieve this stage, I have to achieve this stage, I have to achieve this stage. Though become conscious of that stage, and Baba is giving them from the top, and that goes behind. For example, when someone says, today I have to achieve blessings from Baba. So they sit in that consciousness. We have to achieve blessings from Baba. So he starts counting what blessing Baba is going to give me. Well, okay, he is giving blessings of being light, okay. Then after that he says, okay, what blessing is going to give me in this half an hour? Then another time he says, okay, what blessing is going to... So he keep on expecting, asking. Baba is the one who is the bestower of all the blessing. You merge in that love. Surrender yourself to Baba. Surrender your intellect to Baba. And see what is coming to you. Sometimes you bring the students in front of Baba in Dadis. What you do? Sometimes new student when you bring, tell Dadi Janki, Dadi is she is the new student, Baba's new child. And Dadi is giving drishti and you sit there like an observer and you see how much love Dadi is giving, how much that new student is gaining, getting from the Dadi and Baba. So if you want to achieve something in your life, maintain a stage of an observer. Merge, surrender yourself to Baba. See how much is coming to you. Sit in love of Baba. Merge in Baba's love. Then you will see something is coming to you. Otherwise, if we keep on collecting from here and there, our attention will divert it to those things. I tell you one story. Once what happened, there was a little child. And he used to remember God a lot. And he used to walk with God. And whenever he was going with God and coming back, he used to look on the sand, how many steps, whose steps are there. And one day he got problem. Do you know this story? Those who know this story, Joanne? Very few. And those who don't know the story? So many don't know. So one day he got problem. So what happened? And he became very conscious of the problem. Today is such a big problem. So he looked here and there. He said, God is very selfish. When I don't have problem, he always walks with me. But today I have a problem and he is hiding himself. Okay, from today I'm not going to remember God. And he said, oh God, I don't want to keep connection with you. And God was looking at that child and he was smiling. And he was giving so much love to that child. But he was not listening, he was insisting, you are selfish, I don't want to listen. Then God said, okay, you check whose steps were there. You know, you are my child. Father cannot see the problems of the children. Whenever there is a problem, I take you in my lap. See, you were in my lap. And these are the footsteps of mine, not yours. So whenever there is a problem, you come and sit in my lap. I will take you, I will cross the place. But if you become a problem conscious, instead of the one problem, you will create 10 more problems. So go in the lap of God. There is one another story in Indian scriptures. Once someone asked, Lord Krishna asked from Mother Kunti, what you want? She said, I want, let the problem come in front of me. He said, what happened to you? What are you asking? I want to give the blessings and you are asking for the problems. She said, this is the way. You will come close to me. You will run for me. If you give the blessings, I will be enjoying in one corner. But whenever I have a problem, you will run for that to save me. So this period is very good to enjoy your company, to look for you, to remember you, and you run after us. So these are the auspicious moments in our life. So Baba says, those who have love for Baba, even in adverse situations, they are still happy. Like Brahma Baba was happy in all kinds of the situations. Even in adverse situations, Baba said, okay, time will come, so the truth will reveal to them. If they don't want to listen, don't worry about this. You are the one, you take more benefit. You know, in the beginning, some sisters and brothers were telling, Baba, we gave message to so many children, but they don't want to listen. Baba says, you know what is the reason, what is the secret behind it? Because you children can take maximum. When there will be so many children, your share will be divided. So you take more and more. This is your fortune. If they don't want to listen, let them not to listen. Let them to live in that world. But in the end, when they come, they will take little, little. But you are so fortunate, you will take more. See, Baba never said, we are spending so much energy, we are spending a lot of time, we are giving messages, we go one door to another door, we do so much, but these people don't listen. Baba said, if they don't want to listen, let them not to listen. This is their fortune, this is their karma, not your karma. So Baba was light in the efforts. And then Baba tells us, be light in your relations. So how we have to become light in our relations? When we become Baba's children, we become Brahmin. We belong to Brahmin family. Our family is such a huge family, the beautiful family. And those who are Baba's children, they cannot live without Brahmin family. They lie. If they don't see the Brahmin one or two days, they feel something is missing. Okay, we remember Baba and then we continue. Should I continue for 10-15 minutes more? Should I continue? Okay, so then Baba says that we have to become light in our relationships. Because when we become Brahmins and Baba's children, those are Brahmin, because of their different parts in this whole Kalpa, they have crossed so many births and they have belonged to different religion, different caste and different sanskar and different nature. And whenever we see the different nature of Brahmins, sometimes we ask question, why their nature is different? And what we want, we expect each and everyone, they should become like us. As we are the contractor, that they should look at us, and we struggle with in our mind. Baba says, in this drama, each one has their own role, each one has their own sanskar, each one has their own nature. We cannot change their nature. Instead of changing their nature, we can make a beautiful bouquet by combining the nature of each and everyone. As we make a bouquet, we collect all kinds of the flowers, different flowers, whether there is a fragrance or not. Even we collect the leaves. If we don't have anything, we go to the useless trees and we pluck little things and we make a beautiful flower. So we make a beautiful bouquet. So Baba says, if you tell them to change, that is impossible. That is not practical. The alternate way is that to make a beautiful book. That will give a beauty. And sometime when we live with the Brahmins, by seeing the nature of the Brahmins, we make ourselves disturbed. They are happy, they are enjoying, they are dancing, they are eating, they whatever is coming in their mind, they are doing, and we are taking in our heart. And we create struggle. They sleep and we awake. They are sleeping and we are thinking in the night. And then we say, why this, how long we have to face in Brahman life? Baba says, you are not facing, you are enjoying. Baba looks from the top. You know, when they are two little children, what they do? When they are two little children, what they do? They will eat together, play together, and live together and fight together. Like day before yesterday in our office, we were doing some little decoration for the Christmas, and all these children were gathered there. And one child took this thing, another child took that thing, and we told them, don't do it. No, we'll do it. As soon as we were telling them, you go and do your thing, they started to cry, we don't want to leave. And we said, okay, you do whatever you want. Comes in your mind, you do it. So they were so enjoying and they were fighting with each other. I have to do this. Another one said, I do this. I said, whatever comes in your mind, you do it. So what the children do, they eat together, and whenever you have to give the thing, you have to give in the same thing. If you give them the thing a little bit different, and then they will fight. I want the same thing. So what happens when we are like a small children in our efforts? At every step, we look at others, we create the thoughts of struggle in our mind, and we think that one is getting more, we are getting less. We don't know whether we are getting more, but our thought goes like that. And then in the class, when you sit in the class, when you are listening Baba's Murli, for example, you have a very close connection to someone else, sometimes creating struggle with that person. What you do in the Murli class? You are sitting in front and keep on looking behind whether that sister has come or not, whether that brother has come or not. You are listening Baba smoothly and looking behind. That means you are very close to that sister or brother. But Baba says, when we live in this Brahman life, we are close to each and everyone. We cannot be separated. This is a very big chain. We are connected to each and everyone. We cannot be separated. The other way is that to enjoy. To see the beauty of each pearl. They are like a pearl, diamond, jewel. And make a beautiful garland of that. And then you will see and enjoy. You will get that vibration and you will feel the vibration of love which is coming from them. And that is why then we will feel light in our relations. Otherwise, sometimes we feel very unadjusted, tensed with relations. And those unadjustments, they become an obstacle in the path of achieving the stage of an angel. As Baba had the beautiful relations with each and every one, and there was another reason which Baba had for creating such a beautiful relation with whole Brahmin, with whole divine, with whole non-BK. You know one story about Mama, you know about this story. Once what happened, there was one sister, she was in Gyan. And her husband was not in Gyan. Once Mama went to Delhi, and her husband was saying, I want to see Mama. I will complain against you. But that person was little hard, and that sister didn't want to see her husband to see Mama, because she was worried if he goes in front of Mama and he will say something wrong. And she was trying her best that her husband shouldn't meet Mama. So what happened, from here and there he found a way to reach Mama. And the message was sent to Mama that that person wants to see. Mama said, okay, send that child. As soon as he went in front of Mama, he was shocked. He said, the real Devi, goddesses, so much purity, and he bowed in front of Mama. He said, when he came back, he said to his wife, don't do this mistake. Don't do such a mistake. Let everyone go and see Mama. Such a purity, such a beautiful vibration. And he was so much impressed. And since then he changed his life. So how they had so much love, mercy towards the children as well as people in the world. So Baba says, if you want to achieve the stage of an angel, angels have a mercy for self. They create the vibration of mercy. They have mercy for the whole world. Mercy for self, that is to make sincere efforts. Mercy for self, to become loveful for self. Mercy for self, to have a powerful and positive and the successful thought. I am the one, I am the master, I am the authority, I can do. As Baba says, you are the one, you have to do it. No one else can do it. You are the gods and goddesses. You are the one who have to reveal Baba. You have to become embodiment of all the qualities. So if we have a mercy for self, we will adopt the whole knowledge in self. We will become an embodiment of knowledge. When we become an embodiment of knowledge, when we have mercy for self, because whatever we have inside, the treasures we have collected inside, that we will automatically distribute to others. Like when someone has a lot of things and he is crossing, he sees a poor person, he says, oh, they are poor, I have a lot, why not to give to them? So in the same way, when we have so much treasure, so many treasures, and whenever we will see weak person and degrading, those who are weak and tired in their life, we will give them the love of encouragement. We will feed them with love. We will give them encouragement. We will give them so much sustenance which we got from Baba. And that is the reason. And then only we can achieve a stage of an angel. So for becoming an angel, or to become like Baba, or to achieve a stage of angels, what we have to do it, I repeat it again, to become light in self, light in relationship, no boundaries, no questions, no critic for self, no criticism for others, to enjoy the beauty of drama and enjoy the Brahmin life in this confluence age. Om Shanti.